Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. When I was a kid in the 1970s, there was a show on TV called Welcome Back, Cotter, a show about a wisecracking teacher who was teaching at James Buchanan High School in Brooklyn, New York.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
Mr. Cotter was charged with teaching a group of racially and ethnically diverse students who needed him a lot. Every year at the start of the school year, I hear the theme song to that show in my head, and it makes me smile. The show was real, but optimistic, just like life. And that is what I want to reflect upon this week. Everyone has some child in their life that is going to begin school again this year. Many of us have relatives that are in the education field, and many of us are educators. The beauty of school is that it has a very clearly defined start and end. There are well-established traditions, and there are very predictable times of the year. The first day of school, homecoming, fall break, Thanksgiving vacation, winter break, spring break, and all of the different days off throughout the school year, as well as the end of the year. So with this predictability, why don't we put in place processes to support the success of educators and those that they learn from? So here is your challenge for the upcoming year. Sit down and visualize what you want the year to look like. Truly reflect on what you want to accomplish, either as a student, a teacher, a parent, an aunt or uncle, or even a grandparent. What do you want for those that you support or yourself so that you or they can be successful? Each year, many of us go into our new year with aspirations, things and ideas we hope to accomplish. But hope is not a strategy, and a school year offers us many natural opportunities for breaks and the chance to reflect, as well as set goals. Now, if you are like my wife and many people I know, the first thing you do when you get your back-to-school packet is you write down on the calendar all the breaks and days off. Knowing when all the time off is during the school year, we also know when the natural time is to reflect. Too often, when we calendar breaks, we are creating a mindset of excitement around not being in the learning environment. When we calendar the times we have off, we fail to recognize that there is an opportunity there to put in place a natural progress monitoring of the aspirations we have at the beginning of the school year. If you were building a house, you would have a project map that would clearly define ranges of dates by which time certain things would be done. The foundation would be poured on this date. It would be framed on this date. A roof would be put on by this date. It would be plumbed and finished, and we'd move in, and the driveway would be poured by this date, etc. You would have a clear map and idea of when you would want to accomplish certain things, and you would be monitoring the progress and making adjustments along the journey. So here's my suggestion for you this school year. Use the school calendar to insert your personal aspirations so that they go from hope to reality. Here are some examples that I hear from teachers at this time of the school year. This is going to be the best school year I've ever had. I'm going to work harder than I have before in order to be positive. I'm going to have a growth mindset. I'm going to read more. I'm going to take risks. I'm going to go to professional development pieces. Well, just like when we all say we're going to lose weight and then someone brings the all too tempting tray of cookies and taco dip to the lounge, we need to find ways to keep the positive mindset going without temptation. And like when we build a house, we need a map. Here is the strategy. Sit down and open up your calendar and place mindset reflections, monitoring reminders, in your calendar right before and after each of the breaks. The beginning of every school year has so much energy and optimism, we should capture that now and remind ourselves with great frequency during the year who we were when we started the journey. So what I would suggest is that you place on your calendar the day before Thanksgiving break the following. At 8 a.m., this question should pop up on your calendar. Are you leading today with the same energy you were the first day? I'm going to repeat it. At 8 a.m., the calendar should ding and you should read. Are you leading today with the same energy you were the first day? Now remember, anyone who has influence over another person is a leader. So it doesn't matter who you are. Are you a student, a teacher, an administrator, a parent, a grandparent, an aunt or uncle? It doesn't matter. Are you leading today with the same energy you were the first day? I would also put that question on your calendar each day before every other break. It doesn't matter what you do or what your role is in the life of others. That simple question, asked before each scheduled day off during the school year, will make you think about how you are behaving in the service of others. Like I said at the start of this, school years offer great predictability, and we all know what comes in February. We are running on fumes as teachers and students. Parents have kind of had it as well. It is hard to be motivated sometimes because by that time of the year, we know so much. We've worked so hard. Some have struggled and some have succeeded. But it doesn't seem to matter because working hard and succeeding and working hard and failing take the same energy. So place a small reminder on your calendar to spark reflection. Here is what it is going to look like and what's going to happen to you if you take on this challenge. You will put the statement on your calendar, and 2 weeks from now, you will have totally forgotten that you did it. Then one morning, you'll wake up, and on your calendar, you'll see the question. Smile and take a moment to think about it. At the very least, you'll have reflected and found a lighthearted moment. At the most, you'll kick yourself in the pants and say, I need to be who I was when I started this journey, especially for those around me who need me to be that person as well. So often, I hear people counting down when the school year starts. I'll hear pessimists say things on the first day of school like, well, only 180 days to go, or 5 more years before I can retire. My challenge to you is to do the opposite. Say things to yourself and your colleagues like, hey, we only have 180 days and we're going to make the most of all of them. My second suggestion for you is that you as parents, teachers, or relatives put this on your calendar for discussion for the children in your lives. Many times in the lives of children, we set expectations, but along the journey, there may be failure to meet those expectations, so we naturally begin to negotiate the expectations to a new or lower standard. Bad idea. Because if we move the expectations to the current situation, we tend to lower the bar and we begin to fail those we serve. So here's my recommendation. You put progress monitoring of the expectations you have for those you serve by putting them onto the calendar for the night before the end of the break. So we have reflection at the beginning of the break and reflection at the end of the break. Right before going back to school each time during the year, remind everyone of their commitments, their energy when the journey began, and reflect upon the importance of the work to be done. So the strategy is simple. After listening to the podcast, go onto your calendar and place the following statement on the day before a break during the school year. Am I leading today with the same energy I was the first day? And then open up the calendar for the night before the end of the break and sit down with those you serve and review the expectations that were set. We said you'd be home by 10 each night. We said there would be no cell phones on after 9 p.m. during the school year. And we said you'd have B's or better. We said we'd be positive. Then ask everyone to assess how he or she thinks they're doing when you're doing the reflective exercises. The first day of school is a mixed time for everyone, but it is also a time with a ton of energy and motivation. This year, let's harvest that by utilizing the phones we carry with us everywhere and using the technology to help us progress monitor our mindset. Great days can be fueled by process, and we can shift how we work for and serve others by simply reminding ourselves of who we were when the journey began. So let's do some smart thinking. Will you take 15 minutes today to ensure you'll calendar reflection questions for yourself throughout the year? How will you support others if you don't remind yourself to reflect about your current leadership mindset? And last, how can you better serve others through processes like these? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and please share this episode with parents, students, and teachers in your life. Also, thank you to the Wellpennies for their great music. Finally, thank you to Summer Megan and Teacher Megan. Anyone who's married to or lives with a teacher knows that teachers do a lot. We jokingly refer to my wife as Summer Megan when the school year ends because she is much more relaxed. However, it is Teacher Megan that shows us all how much teachers care and do for their students. So this year, maybe add one more reminder onto your calendar. Pick a date in January or February and simply put on your calendar, send a teacher a note of encouragement. It is those little notes that arrive out of the blue that fuel those teachers that serve our children, and it is the simple recognition of their effort that will help them help our kids change the world.
welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back,
welcome back. We always could spot a friend. Welcome back. And I smile when I think how you must have been. And I know what a scene you were learning in. Was there something that made you come back again? And what could ever lead?
What could ever lead
you? Back here where we need you.
Back here where we need you.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back.
There's something that made me come back again. And what could ever lead you?
What?